Now, Michael O'Donoghue is now an award-winning chair maker, furniture maker. Michael G. Woodwork in Knockavota, Milltown is where he has his studio, originally from Muckross, and from Muckross in Killarney. He got involved with the local enterprise office and, as a result, attended the RDS National Showcase, the International Creative Expo at the RDS held last week. And he won the most prestigious prize for a beautiful ebonized black rocking chair or grandfather chair that he designed himself. Form and function is the way he went with it. I spoke with Michael and I first of all asked him how he first got into woodwork and furniture making.
Well, my first introduction to woodworking really was when I started working in Peter O'Leary's joinery shop in 1999 in Killarney, you know, and Peter and Pat gave me great training, really, you know, an unbelievable appreciation for working with wood, really. So that's kind of where it all started, really.
And what was it about woodwork that kind of, did you do it in school or how did it come from there?
Well, I did woodwork in school, right, yeah. But I suppose, really, when I started working with Peter O'Leary's, really, it gave me the real appreciation for the finer side of it, you know, and the accuracy, and then just to show you, like, when hard work, you know, hard work and what you can do when you work hard, you know, that kind of thing.
The craftsmanship of it all.
The craftsmanship of it all, really, yeah. And I suppose making furniture then happened over a number of years, really, you know. I was always making things for people, and when I came across this style of furniture, then I just decided I wanted to give it a go for myself, you know.
Okay, and tell me about the chair that won the prize. The grandfather chair, why that? What was it that attracted you to working on that? This is an ebonized grandfather chair.
Yeah, the ebonized ash rocking chair is, well, it's my take, really, you know, on a classic design, you know. Just a sculpted chair, a sculpted rocking chair, you know. And it's very comfortable now, a very comfortable chair, but it's just lovely to look at as well, you know.
How long did it take you to put it together, I suppose, and put this piece together?
Well, I put that piece together on evenings and weekends, really. So it took me, I think, the bones of 6 months, really, to get that fella done, you know.
6 months?
It took me 6 months of evenings and weekends, yeah. It was a labour of love, really, so it was.
Yeah, it looks absolutely beautiful, like very stylish, as you say. And there's two, like the rocking part of it, there's two kind of, I don't know what you call them, use a technical term, no, but the base of it, the part that rocks, it's almost like extended out and curved at the back.
Oh yeah, the rockers, yeah. They're built using bent lamination, which is a special technique, really, you know, with glue and thin strips of wood, really, to make it that shape, to bring it to that shape, you know?
Yeah. And from that point of view, then, do you design it? Is there computer aided design, or is it drawings, or how do you design it before you start crafting it?
Well, really, what you do really first is you put all the pieces together, you know, and build them big, and then you just start shaping it, like, so it's more sculpted furniture than designed furniture, really, if you know what I mean. It's like,
right,
you start shaping it with grinders and rasps and sand it down, then, you know, to its final way, you know, its final dimension.
Yeah. And look, is there that element of it that trying to kind of attracts you to it? In the era we have a flat pack furniture, Mike, is it this element of that kind of the time and the labour and the craftsmanship that goes into it?
I suppose, yeah, really. I suppose it's kind of more an artistic kind of a thing, you know. It's like, if you never really know you're there until you're there, if you know what I mean. It's kind of like, it's hard to explain it, but it's good fun, you know. It's good fun while you're at it, you know.
Yeah. And you did all this work in your Milltown studio.
That's right. Yeah, I have a small workshop out the back of the house there in Milltown, and that's where I do all that work from. Yeah.
Do you find, Mike, that people are, there's a demand? Is there a demand growing for this type of skill? Like I said, in the modern era, where everything is mass produced and furniture, particularly, has gone through a lot of changes.
Yeah, I think there is, no, in fairness. Yeah, I think it's coming back in a big way, you know, handcrafted, and people appreciate the handcrafted stuff now, you know.
Yeah, and one of your inspirations was Sam Maloof, an American woodmaker.
Sam Maloof is right, yeah, that's right. Sam was a woodworker back in the 1960s, you know, in America, and he transformed furniture really into functional art, really, is what he did. So when I came across his work, I was instantly hooked, really, on his work, you know.
Yeah, and he's an example, like what you were saying, is you can make it artistic, but also it has to have a use. It has to work. It has to be
Yeah,
comfortable for
it has to
people.
have form and function, really. It can't be one or the other, It has to look beautiful and feel beautiful as well at the same time,
Yeah, that's brilliant. And look, how did you get involved in Showcase then? What led you on to being at the RDS for the exhibition?
Showcase. I went to Showcase through the local enterprise office in Kerry here, so only for them, really. I wouldn't have even known Showcase existed, So they helped me along the way, and they gave me special mentorship and stuff like that. And only for them, I wouldn't have really known about Showcase,
Yeah. So were you nervous about it, going up there and showing off what you'd done?
Oh, I was, of course. Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, really, to be honest. I didn't know anything about Showcase until I went there, so I was very nervous going up, really.
Yeah. And also the issue then of like the competition element of it. What was it like when your name was announced, when you won the prize?
Well, to be honest, it was an honor to even be shortlisted. I was shortlisted for the home section of the showcase, so to be called out for the overall winner of the whole thing was a pure shock, and it was an honor, really. It was unbelievable. I couldn't
Yeah,
believe it, really.
yeah. You couldn't believe it. Especially like, what else did you see up there? What else was in the running? What sort of craftsmanship did you see, Mike?
There was some really, really high quality stuff up there. In fairness, every stall and every stand was just the quality of craftsmanship. The Irish made crafts is just unbelievable to see up there. It's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. So look, from that, then the judges took a look. They decided that you was the number one overall winner. You must be really excited about what that means, I suppose, and the kind of, I suppose, the exposure that your work is getting as a result.
Yeah, definitely, Jerry. Yeah, the exposure like that was one of the main reasons I went to Showcase. So the exposure then to win the award is like it's tenfold, it's unbelievable. It's a dream come true, really,
Yeah, because the show attracts trade buyers and media, obviously, from all over the world.
It does, yeah. There was international buyers and Irish buyers, and there was media and the whole lot from all over, so it was amazing.
Okay. Well, listen, Mike, look, congratulations. It's a beautiful piece. We'll put a picture up on our social media so people
Well,
can
thanks.
take a look. And this will lead you on. Are you, what else are you going to be making? I know you do the ordinary work for people as well, but are you going to continue on with this level of design if you can over the time, this kind of element of your work?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I've plans, to do a lot more different designs as well. I'm going to stick with chairs. I think I love making chairs, but for the most part, anyway, I'm going to stick with chairs. There's something about a rocking chair that's. At least you can sit down anyway when you're finished making it,
Yeah. It's a reward at the end of it all. It's a timeless piece of furniture, that's for sure. And everyone should have one in their home. Well, look, Mike, congratulations again, and thanks so much for taking the time. And well done, well done.
Thanks, William. Thanks, Jerry.
I
Cheers.
forgot to ask, what was the reaction? What's the reaction been in Milltown and Killarney and in Muckross, where you're from?
Oh, huge. Yeah, huge. I'm like a celebrity around Muckross now. It is amazing. It is great. And Milltown.
The master craftsman of Milltown.
Oh, jeepers, I don't know about master now, but
Good
I'll take it. I suppose I'll take it.
man, Michael. Listen, thanks so much for talking to us in the program this morning, and well done again.
Thanks a million, Jerry. Cheers. Thanks.
Yeah, there you go. That's Michael O'Donoghue there, who was the overall winner at the Creative International Enterprise Showcase in the RDS. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Black ebonized rocking chair, grandfather chair. Well worth checking out. We'll put it up on our social media for you. Michael G. Woodwork is his Instagram, if you want to check it out, Michael G. O'Donoghue, and michaelgwoodwork.ie is his website to check out some of the work he's done, his studio, his workshop, how he puts things together. Loads of beautiful pictures there of all the sorts of different stools and chairs and other things that he's put together, tables and even Gaelic footballs, I see. O'Neill's Kirri, these are trophies that he's put together, wooden ones for one client. So brilliant, brilliant stuff.